are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Hello, Next on Scene. Welcome back. Today, I am so excited to have an awesome, awesome guest on the line, Heather Francis, who is the founder of The Dab Company. So this company is a company created to enrich the self-esteem of young women, helping them to enhance their own dazzling and beautiful individuality. Heather is also the host of The Dab Company YouTube web series and has created various multimedia opportunities, including a company blog and multiple social media outlets to support the company's vision. So we're so excited to have Heather on today, and stay tuned for Heather. All right, everybody, I officially have Heather Francis on the line. Hi, Heather, how are you today?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course, so excited to have you, and what an awesome background you have, and I love your story and what you're doing to give back, especially to women. I think it's so empowering. So tell us all about, you know, what inspired you to fall into the entrepreneur entertainment world with your whole web series.
Sure. So, I started the Dab Company a while back, and the Dab thing was kind of like more like a sisterhood sorority, but because of the way that digital, like, is everything is happening with YouTube and stuff, it's like my blogs all of a sudden turned into something that I can start doing videos, and I could be, like, talking to people, and, like, instead of having to, like, book a classroom of kids, you know, I can actually just go online and like tell my motivation and my tips and tricks and stuff. So I know, so the whole falling into the entertainment world thing, it's a long story, and I hope you have time for that.
Yeah, well, yeah, just give us like a main like synopsis, like how it all kind of came together.
Well, okay, so I'll start from the beginning because I guess that's probably the easiest. I moved out to California when I was 18 years old, and I came out here to do fashion design in California. And that's, you know, it's kind of like entertainment, but not really. I know all my friends were always super talented, and I never thought that, like, I was the one that would have talent, you know, because I didn't know what my talent was, but I just knew that I liked the entertainment industry, so I was like, oh, well, I could be the costume designer for my friends that are super talented. But as far as being in California and, like, meeting people and getting to know their stories and just to kind of hear about things, I was kind of like, whoa, like, wait a minute, like, it's there to not, like, why can't I do that? So, you know, I was hosting these after-hours parties at a house that my fiancé and I, we had rented. It was a big-time mansion over near Universal Studios, and we would throw these after-hours parties. So I got to host the event, and, you know, I would have the microphone. I'd get them to, like, introduce everybody. We had, like, two celebrity artists that would perform and stuff. And so I got to host the event. And, like, this is, like, and someone's like, oh, you're being a host right now. I'm like, wait, what's a host? I didn't know that, like, that was a thing, you know, and I find out, like, oh, okay, like, Ryan Seacrest is the host, like, this is something I could do, and I'm like, I'm so friendly, and I love talking to people and stuff, so I ended up starting with Marky Costello back in 2014, and I went to become a host school in here in L.A., and just started training to become a host, and then with that, you know, just getting different opportunities here and there for different jobs, but then, like, you know, the hosting gigs, there really wasn't a lot back at that time. You know, it's kind of, I mean, that I could find anyway, because without having a name out there already, and you're like, that's a newbie, like, well, what do you do? So there's a lot of acting jobs. And I'm like, well, I used to do theater back in dance. So I was like, well, maybe let me try this acting thing. And I ended up auditioning for a writer. He actually, his name is Kenneth Braun, and he worked on a Steve Harvey show. And he really liked me. And he's like, you know what? He's like, I can tell you're just a beginner. But I'd really like to train you and, like, you know, help you get, like, through there in your career. So I've been working with him for a long time now, and he's coached me and helped me. And so with that, I've had a lot of opportunities, different projects and stuff to kind of get me into the whole acting realm. And, like, right now, I would say, is, like, everything is just starting to pick up where I'm, like, auditioning for bigger things, and it's been pretty exciting.
I love it. What a great story. So, like, how, I mean, obviously, because a huge listenership of ours is New England, because I'm based on the New England side, but how was the shift moving from New Hampshire?
Oh, gosh. Well, that was very difficult. Interesting, too, because, I mean, I'm, like, New Hampshire, like, so I once, you know, I was, like, the most popular girl, you know, and I was in fashion, so, like, I was, like, you know, all my fashion sense was, like, super on point, I thought so, you know, and so you move to L.A., and you're, like, holy crap, like, what is this? Like, I didn't even know fashion at all. You know, here I am thinking my white briefs and my blue eyeshadow was super cool, but was it? You know? But yeah, so it was a shift. It was a hard time. I got here, and I mean, I'll be real with you because I like to be real on the podcast. It's always so fun. I got here, and I literally found out like a week later I was pregnant.
Crazy.
And, yeah, that was like no go. Like, what the F, Heather? And it was with a guy that I was super in love with. Like, if I would have stayed in Manchester, I'm sure we would have been married and have like five kids by now. But but you know, I was like, I got to do this dream. Like, I have this mission. I have this passion. Like, for some reason, I need to be in California. And you know, and so unfortunately, obviously, I was 18. I couldn't keep the child.
Totally, you were so young.
So young, yeah. Baby, right? And not to mention all on my own. So then, like, I had to figure out, like, okay, where do I go? What do I do? And like, I'm in LA, so to get an appointment to do that, I had to wait like about a month. So that was interesting, you know. And then, of course, I did the pill, so I did it at home. So I was like sick for like 2 weeks, and not to mention throwing up in like my fashion design classes.
Right, but that's never fun. Right, exactly.
No, never fun. And like, and literally, I came here with a girlfriend of mine, but she got homesick after my whole same issue. She stayed with me until the end of that. But she got super homesick, so she had to bail. She's like, I got to go back to the East Coast. I'm like, okay, I understand. So she left, and I literally was here solo, like at 18, and I didn't know anybody. So that was really difficult for me because I don't come from money at all, and B, just trying to keep up with everybody, like in the hustle. Like, because a lot of these girls that go to Fit In, like, they come from a very good background, and they have money to be able to go out and do things. They don't have to work a full-time job. But I was working a full-time job, going to school, and trying to meet new people. You know, I mean, just like look at the math. Like, that just—it's not good for college seniors. And not to mention, I signed up for like 7 classes because I wanted to like just do it all. I was like so excited. I'm like, yeah, it was.
Oh my god, that sounds like so overwhelming.
Yeah. So I know you had mentioned earlier, like about rough patch. I went through that, and being in LA, being in Hollywood, you don't—it's different. If you've never lived here, or if you've never been here, then I could kind of briefly explain to you, like, everybody's here kind of for a purpose. Everybody's here for a mission. And some people are good. Some people are great. But then you have a bunch of people that are a bunch of shitheads, you know?
Right. It's true.
Yeah. And it's like these people, they kind of tell you things, like, in a certain way to make you feel like they're super important or they have this really great job or they can connect you with the right people. And you kind of like follow along this path where you're like, okay, I can trust this person, shouldn't I? And I ended up, one of my girlfriends was in the adult industry, and she had this whole thing where there was a competition that like these guys had won on a radio station. And basically it was like, oh, hey, go away to this castle for a week and get to live like you have there. So the radio station, they hired like a bunch of girls to go there to like walk around like the Playboy bunny. So my friend was like, hey, Heather, like, you want to come with us? Like, you'll make, like, $10,000. I'm like, what? Okay, I'll go. You know, just thinking.
Was that really, like, you really made 10 grand, Heather? Like, that's crazy. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. And at that time, my family, my parents had just gotten divorced and stuff. And, you know, my dad was going through a hard time. And I wanted to, you know, and I was living solo. So I wanted to, like, send money back to my family. I'm like, oh, God. Yes, like I'll do that, and I'll have some money, and I won't have to work so hard. I can get my classes done, whatever. And so I ended up going on the trip, and like we didn't have to do anything with the guys or anything. We just had to be naked, like at a certain point. Like, okay, I'll get 10 grand to be naked. No big deal, you know. But come to find out, like the company that hired the girls, they were with an adult industry like agency, and so like one thing led to the next, and then here I am. I'm like, oh. Well, next week, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, you can go shoot this video and, you know, make more money. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll do one video and nobody will ever find out. That's a big, you know.
Right. Well, you were just also trying to make money. You were young and that's just what your thought process was, right?
Yeah. And it was like just literally like the drama deer, like trying to survive, you know.
Right.
I could never call my parents and be like, hey, guys, like I need money for this or that. You know, they were going through their own shit. My mom had to move out, get a new house. My dad's going in foreclosure, like all these things, you know. So it's like, shit, I want to be the one to save the day if I can, you know. And I lied to my parents, too. I told them, I was like, I'm doing acting and modeling. I'm doing real stuff. You know, I didn't tell them that, obviously.
Right.
But, So that went on for a while. And it's, like, weird because, like, you know, you get attached to the money. And you, like, you kind of, like, you numb your feelings. You numb your thing. I mean, and obviously the adult industry, there's the girls in it that they love to do it. And that's their thing. And that's okay.
Right.
But for me, like, it wasn't me, you know. It wasn't me, you know. But I put up this black curtain. I drew it across my brain. And I just, like, went for it. And, like, I could never even recognize that girl today if I tried to look back at her. I'd be like, who are you?
Right.
It's so weird.
It's so funny, right, when you grow as individuals. Like, the people that you were yesterday, like, you're just totally different than you are now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So I was in that industry, in that world for a good, like, year and a half. And then I had went home on a trip to the East Coast to visit my family, and I was on a camping trip with my girlfriend, and, like, all of a sudden, she's like, Heather, she's like, you don't even know what just happened. I'm like, what? And on Facebook, like, one of my high school graduate classmates or whatever, he found it. And then he decided it would be cool if he sent a link out on Facebook to all of everybody that graduated with us, that, like, oh, look at what Heather's doing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So spread the rumor, right? All this stuff happened, so. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, okay, so I have to tell my parents at this point. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell them, but I'm going to wait till, like, the end of my trip so I can, like, go back to California and, like, change my life, you know. But I'm like, I got to tell them. But so I didn't get the chance to tell my dad before somebody else had told him. So basically my dad was driving home, and, like, the woman that was down the street, she was like, I'm so sorry to hear about Heather. Like, it's such bad news to call her. Did you need anything, let us know. And here my dad is thinking, like, I died or something.
Right. Like, who says it that way? Like, what?
Does that, you know, and then, you know, come to find out that happens. And at that time, I was sleeping at my grandmother's house. And so I remember the phone had rang, and my grandmother came in the room. And she's like, hey, your dad called and said he's looking for you if you could come home soon. And I'm like, oh, shit, here it comes. And I knew it, you know. So, you know, I had to put my big girl pants on. And, you know, and here's my dad, like, who I had sent him home money. And he's feeling like a shithead now to be taken, you know, and whatever. So. Anyway, he worked his ass off, and he paid me back everything that, you know, at that time helped him, you know. But, anyways, long story short, we got through the hard times. And he said, Heather, he's like, you're not going back to California. You're staying home. And I was like, okay, Dad, that's fine. But I have all my stuff there. I have a car. Like, then let me fly back to California. I'll go home. I'll pack my stuff. I'll drive back to Boston. Like, I'm like, that's, let me just do that. And so he allowed me to do that. But then I, like, got to California. I called my parents, and I was like, guys, I came to California for a damn reason, and I'm not coming home.
Right.
and so I'm like, you know what, Heather, you have to change your life. You have to change your life. You have to get out of this, because I was only supposed to do it temporarily. I wasn't supposed to do it for my future. I wasn't supposed to be my life.
Right.
And so I made that decision. So I ended up stopped actually doing the work. But what I did, I asked one of the photographers and the guys that worked there, I said, hey, I went to school for fashion design. Is there any way I can start building the sets for you guys? And so I started doing, like, interior design for, like, the porn sets.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's just interesting. So I kind of shifted. So now I'm getting paid back for, like, a real job instead of taking my clothes off to train.
Right.
you know, and then through that, like, just, like, going out and stuff, I ended up meeting the love of my life, which is Kevin. And he saved me completely, because he was like, you don't need to be doing that. And so basically, he created the whole after hours party thing for me to create this new way of income that I can, like, host a party and make some money. And we did a really great thing, because we donated a lot of it to the LAPD fund. And that was cool, like sharing charity and creating purpose. So he kind of transitioned me into having a real life job, and then that's when the whole hosting thing happened. So that's kind of how the whole story is.
Crazy. Wow, so you've really seen it all, huh? You've seen it all.
Yeah, I've really done it all.
So inspiring. And I really like how you've created this company to almost, like, give back to, like, women in the community and talk about things you've been through. So tell us about what the DAB company is, what it stands for, how people can, you know, follow you on that too.
So For sure. So with all of that being said, I had a best friend, Robin, and her and I, you know, like, she was like my girl. She was like my down-up bitch. She'd tell me, like, hey, you shouldn't be doing this, or you should be doing that, or you're in the right path, or whatever. And one day I looked at her, and I know that the term, I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, we'd say, oh, you're my dad, like, you're my down-ass bitch, you know? And so I was like, oh, my God, we should make sweatpants. We should make a T-shirt line of this. Everybody would love it. And so it literally formed, you know, from, like, a clothing, like, you know, sweatpants thing that I just, like, made for my girlfriends and people would wear around the place. And then I started thinking about it because I saw, like, Girls Night Out on Facebook, and I saw, you know, like, these communities of women that were just starting to blossom. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I have such a strong background, and I had been helping other girls that were getting into the industry but didn't want to be there but kind of thought they had to because they were in a financial predicament. So I was helping girls to stay away from it for a while. Mm-hmm. And so that was like, this is a really place, like, I can open up a company and I can create a safe haven for anybody to come to, whether it has to do with the industry or it has to do with anything else, whether it's like relationship advice or financial advice or parenting advice, because as growing as a woman, I'm creating all of these different things in my life that I've been through, and I'm like, I can connect on so many levels, like with the abortion and then with that, and so I'm like, let me just do this. So then, yeah, so I started with a Facebook group that I started, and I just invited all my girlfriends, and I was like, let's create the Dad Sisterhood, and then from there, I said, okay, well, now I need a website, and then things just started blossoming from there.
It's awesome. I feel like there are so many women, just because, like, you know, even though you're still so young, you've just been through a lot, and it's just really relatable to, many different people. What does DAB stand for everyone else? Just, can you say that for us?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So DAB, there's a lot of different acronyms we've created. And so the first one originally was Dad Ass Bitch, but because, like you said, the favorite age range started to be so wild and so far in between, it was like, you know, from teenagers to 60-year-olds, I was like, I have to change this.
Right.
So we changed it to Dazzling and Beautiful, Determined and Bold, Daring and Brave, Do and Become, and also Dances After Bedtime.
You know, I love it.
All of these really fun things that can explain the empowering background of a woman.
So cool. I love it. I think it's so awesome what you're doing. And how often do you have new shows up and stuff like that on your channel?
So, now that's the question. So I'm trying really to get them out, like on my YouTube channel, I'm trying to get at least like three 5 to 100 videos a month, or like 2, like, you know, events a month and stuff like that. But right now I just started doing like all the live Instagrams. Like, I never did live Instagrams. So I'm trying to do that. It's really like all the video thing is all beginning now, and more so. I can't give you a definite answer because the unfortunate part is I am truly only one person besides my editor, Nicole. She does all my back end for my website and stuff. And then I have Bobby Social Media, who they help me with all my postings and stuff. Like, I will give them the content and then they help me to post it. But as far as videos go, I'm the one that's, I'm creating the content, I'm filming it, I'm editing it, I'm posting
it. I get it.
So all of that. Yeah, so it's a lot. So I'm trying, I really would love to get a video out a day, every day. But right now it's just a few videos, maybe once a week or twice a week. And hopefully soon enough, I'd love to hire some interns. So if you know of anybody in LA that's looking for an internship for this, I'd love to get some girls in here and get them working. And once we start blossoming, then we can really get people to work for the company.
It's awesome. LA interns, if you're listening, that's for you. How can they reach out to you, Heather?
So you guys can hit us up on lovegab.com, LoveGab.com. And our contact information is there. Or you can do info@lovegab.com, and that will send us an email with any of your resumes or anything like that.
So awesome. So everybody definitely needs to reach out and, like, obviously keep up to date on the website, you know, so it's lovegab.com. That's simple.
Yes, lovegab.com. And then if anybody also has, like, anything that they want me to talk about or me to go out and investigate in the world, like, I'm really looking for input from the viewers and the audience. Because I believe, like, you know, like, I can tell you all day what I want to talk about, but I want to know what they want to talk about.
Right.
You know? I'm sure there's thousands of ideas out there. So if anybody has ideas and they want to send them my way, I would love to do that. And we'll feature you and a picture of you, and we'll talk about your story as well.
I love it. I think that's so awesome. I know you have to run in a few minutes, so I want to play a quick game time with you because this is fun and just, you know, because obviously what you do is awesome, but this is just what Heather does in her regular routine that we want to learn about. So you can answer them however you want. There's no pressure. This is just a fun way for people to get to know you. So what is something you have to do in your daily routine every day?
Something I have to do in my daily routine every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's terrible, but put my eyelashes on.
Oh my God, I love it. That's a cute one. I've never heard that one before. You know, I ask people this all the time. That's cute.
It's terrible. Like, I mean, my first response I wanted to say was walk my dogs because I really want to do that. But there's days where, like, I'm like, oh, I can't walk you today. I got, like, other things around. But, like, I for sure make sure that my eyelashes are put on.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. That's adorable. So being in the host industry, who is somebody you admire in the host world and why?
In the host world, there's a lot of great hosts out there. Obviously, Ellen, I mean, she is hands down. Like,
she's awesome. Yeah.
Ellen, Wendy Williams. I love Miss Wendy Williams.
She's cool too. She's got a personality for sure.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest, I just love so much because I just need to know, like, when does the guy find time to sleep? Like,
I know.
I just don't get it. Like, he's everywhere. I'm like, I don't sleep that much either. So when I think of myself not sleeping, I think of Ryan Seacrest. I'm like, oh, well, if he's not sleeping, I'm not sleeping either.
Right. It's so true. That is a really good point. Right. Because he works on Kelly and Ryan. Then he's producing all of these shows. It's crazy. These are, like, really good points.
And the radios, you know, and Ryan's Roses and all that, too. You know, it's like, oh, how do you do it?
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. That is so true. Uh-huh. I love that. Oh, my God. That's so funny. What is your TV guilty pleasure?
My TV movie pleasure. Oh, my God. There's so many. I have literally, like, 995 shows on my Apple TV right now.
Oh, my God.
yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
I love it. I mean, I love TV, too, so I can understand
that. Right now, my guilty pleasure, I'd have to say, is Nashville.
Ooh.
I'm a big fan.
That's a really good one. They've been around for how many seasons now?
Oh, gosh. I think it's, like, five.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. It's just really such a good, heartfelt, family, good show, you know? I'm like, oh, I love me some Nashville. That's a good one. I like Empire, too. I was addicted to this. I mean, I watched all the Sons of Anarchy, all the Breaking Bad. I did all of that.
I love those, too. Yeah, those are really good ones. Yeah, and you can, like, rewatch them, right? Those are, like, shows you can just rewatch forever.
Yes. I just recently restarted Nip Tuck. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
I've heard of that, I think.
Nip Tuck? Oh, yeah. It's a great one because it's all about the plastic surgery.
I knew it. Okay, so that is the show I was thinking of. Yes, with, like, it's, like, two doctors, right?
Yes, and they're both so freaking cute.
So cute.
You could just stare at them all day.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Oh, my God, so funny. Those are good ones. I have to get back into Nashville. Yeah. I haven't watched it in a long time.
Definitely. Oh, and then my friend just told me about this one, which is a good show that I just picked up. It's called Survivor's Remorse.
That's
a good one. Yeah, and it's about, like, an NBA player who, like, he makes it in the NBA world. And so he's, like, living large, and it's just all about his journey about living large and stuff, which is kind of cool. Because, you know, for me, like, being in the entertainment industry, I aspire to be like that.
Right. So no, I totally get that. So my final question is where is one place you haven't traveled yet that you want to go?
Oh, good question. I would love to go to Ireland.
Ooh, and, cool.
I'm so super jealous of my best friend and sister, Jody. She's there right now. She literally left today. And it was like such like, she got a really good deal on a trip. It was like under $1,000 for the whole trip or something. And I'm like, you're going to Ireland? And you didn't even tell me. She goes, Heather, it just happened like 2 days ago. I'm like, oh, so jealous.
God, that's awesome. That's like an insane deal. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't even know where, but her aunt like messaged her and was like, hey, like, let's just go. And I'm like, oh my God, go. So hopefully she sends back lots of photos that I can live vicariously through her because I don't think I'll be getting there anytime soon. So.
Right. Valid. How far is Lax from Ireland? Do you even know?
Where I live?
Yeah, like how far is it? Because, like, I'm assuming you'd fly out of LAX, right? That's the biggest airport, or do you have another one closer to you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do. So it depends. I mean, if you leave here, like, in the 3 a.m., no traffic, we get there, like, in an hour and 15 minutes, maybe an hour 20, but, like, literally with traffic, 3.5 hours.
To the airport, that's, like, insane. Yeah. No, but I meant even just, like, by flight, because I know from, like, the East Coast to, like, Europe, it's, like, 7 hours. Do you know how long that flight is? I'm kind of curious. Like, how far it is to Ireland from L.A.?
Oh, from LAX? Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea.
I'm kind of curious.
From LAX to Boston, for me, it's 6 hours.
Yeah, that's what I came out recently. I wish I had connected with you prior, but yeah, it was like 6 hours.
I know.
Yeah.
And then next time I'm in Boston, I'll have to hit you up.
Oh, my God. Please do. That would be so awesome. I would love it.
Yes.
What is the latest content that we can find on your blog?
The latest content? It's so funny. It's a good question. Curious Feline Friday is actually coming up tomorrow. So let me give you that one because we did a really amazing interview with Candy Lee. She's a recording artist, country music star. She does a lot of other things as well. And we're going to be promoting her. So we do this really cool thing called Fierce Feline Friday, where we feature a woman who's hustling in her own career. It can be big or small. It doesn't have to be somebody famous like Candy. It could be anybody, as far as my friend Katie, she's an environmentally friendly woman who literally, like, gives out water to the homeless, like, on her days off.
Oh my God. That's such a nice story.
Yeah. We try to promote women, like anybody that's listening that wants to, share their story with us about their hustle and what they do in their life. We'd love to talk to you and reach out and to share your story, because, we get all these magazines about celebrities and stuff, but what about the regular people? Like, what about us?
So
Jenny
true.
Has a cool story, because she kind of came, from nothing and, created herself, and, it's just fun to talk about that. So.
Love it. No, it's so true. So how can everybody get social with you?
Okay, so you can find us on Instagram. My personal Instagram is dabtv_, and this would be difficult, but it's Heather with a Y, so it's ACHTHYR Francis. Or you can do Love Dab Company, and that's on Instagram as well, and you can find us both under each of those. And then also on Facebook, I'm just under Heather Francis. And then Twitter, it's The Dab Company. And then lovedab.com is our website. And
awesome.
If you go to our website, it has the links to everything.
Cool. Well, Heather, it has been so fun having you. You're so inspiring. I really admire all you've been through and, like, how you share your story. I really know you're going to continue to help a lot of people.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate you having me on here. It's really an honor because, it's not every day you get to wake up and do that. So I thank you, Jacqueline, of course.
Of course. It's been so fun to have you. And everybody needs to get social with the Love Dab Company on Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook and all of that good stuff. And lovedab.com, right, Heather, is the website.
Yes. Perfect. And lastly, we're going to be actually introducing a lot of cool new products for the Dab Company, like hats and bathing suits and stuff like that. So, just keep a lookout for that, because we'll be doing a lot of giveaways too. So
that's exciting.
Anytime you participate in, like, a post or whatever, we ask you to do something, then we'll send you some free swag, which is fun.
That is fun. When is that going to be available?
I'm thinking probably like the start of August.
August
1st.
Really cool stuff. I love it. And people should have told, I work with a ton of women entrepreneurs. So, like, if you are listening to this, definitely reach out to Heather and, like, collaborate. Sounds like it's a great opportunity. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Heather. And thanks everyone so much for tuning in to Next on Scene, and stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.